Six illegal immigrants have been charged with murdering a South Carolina woman. Random shooting death. This is Riverside Road near the town of Lancaster. This is during a robbery attempt. Larisha Sherelle Thompson, age 40, found shot to death in her car, per WCNC. Sheriff Barry Fail said that three adults and three juveniles were arrested in her death. She was found shot to death in her car on Riverside Road. She left her house earlier in the evening, was traveling to Rock Hill. Family lost contact with her, searched the area. Her car was found 7 minutes from the home. They say it was a robbery and she did not cooperate. Those charged are Honduran nationals. Came here illegally. Suspects range in age, listen to this, from 13 to 21. You want to see a gang? Want to see gang members? We have six individuals who weren't supposed to be here, Sheriff Fail said. Well, that's saying something. They took the life of an innocent lady. According to the Herald, the same group of future Democrat voters, burglarized a nearby Van Wyck Mart store days earlier on April 30th, because why not? Investigators were able to match ballistics evidence from the store to the bullets found inside Thompson's car. At least one suspect, 21-year-old Asael Amires Torres Chirinos, was linked to both crime scenes. So, Governor McMaster, what are you going to do about this? See, we got a problem. This is going to be happening more and more. I'm going to be doing more of these stories here in South Carolina. You want to know why? Because all the illegals from Texas who are now afraid to even drive a car in that state. I'm sorry. All the illegals from Florida who are now afraid to even drive a car in that state because DeSantis is cracking down. Guess where they're going? El Norte. Here. To take advantage of your lax enforcement, Governor. I checked this morning, 1,800, we're up to 1,800 now, Florida law enforcement officers, including every state officer from Fish and Wildlife to the Highway Patrol, has been deputized. They are now immigration agents. This was done in partnership with Donald Trump, who I know, Governor, you've got a great relationship with. You could pick up the phone like Ron DeSantis did in February and say, I want to do something more. Now, instead of having to let them go when we pull them over, driving without a license, driving without insurance, driving drunk, we can pick them up, take them to the ICE facility. Not hard, Governor. You could do it. You would actually have a legacy. You have done nothing. Now a woman's dead on your watch. And as I promised, I'm going to blame every one of these on you. We'll never know. We'll never know if you had simply done what Ron DeSantis had done, if you had simply done what over 400 WORD listeners have called you and emailed you and asked you to do. That's how many requests we've had for your information. So I assume that's how many went through with it, probably most of them. Instead of ignoring all of us, pretending you haven't seen our tweets, pretending you haven't seen our comments, pretending that you didn't get the phone calls. You could take actual action. Maybe you can do it in memory of this poor woman who will never have a chance because of your policy. She's dead now. She didn't cooperate in a robbery. So if you would like to ask the governor when he's getting off his duff and coming in off the golf course to actually do something like Ron DeSantis has already done in Florida, proving it's possible. By the way, Governor, you know, they picked up 1,100 in a week. You know what happens when you do that? They're picking them up. They're pulling them over. They're picking them up and pulling them over. You know what happens? They leave. They leave the state and people don't have to die. Why? They can't operate there. How are they going to drive to work? They can't. They can't drive to work because if they get pulled over, they may end up back in Honduras, which is how it should work. So then, and what is going on here again is Trump is deputizing these people as federal agents. Ron DeSantis just broke the news, by the way, this is even cooler, that he is now deputizing over 100 members of the Highway Patrol, so they have warrant authority. What does that mean? Well, they have warrant authority, means they can do the entire deportation process. Did you know Trump could do that? He can't. So all I can think, Governor, is you just want illegal immigrants here, which is good, I guess, because you're all going to be heading here since they can't get along in Florida anymore. You can go on all you want, pretending you don't know that we've called, pretending you don't know any of it, but you do. And we know you do. So, in memory of this poor woman who just tried to drive while being American in Lancaster County, South Carolina, let's remind the governor of what he could have done to save her. It's too late for her now, but we can save the next one. Because the more these people think they can operate here, and they can, because Henry's protecting them. That's what this is. Refusing to deport them when he could. And I know these highway patrol who are listening. I know our state officers who are listening are chomping at the bit to do this and keep people safe. But Henry won't let them. So, Governor McMaster, we're going to call you again. We're going to speak slowly till you get it. This is not acceptable. I'm blaming you, sir. You did this. This is on you. This gang felt comfortable operating here because of course they did. You did nothing, sir. And another one is dead. And I'm going to do this story every week because I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. You're all going to flee here from Florida. Why? Because we're prosperous. There's a great construction industry here. We're building things. They're going to come here and they're going to kill because you let them operate. So text keyword gov to the text line. We'll give you the email and phone call information for the governor. Don't call now. Call after 9:30. Because I guarantee you, we've already filled up the phone. We're just going to keep going. Do it in memory of Larisha Sherelle Thompson, who didn't have to die. We just had a governor who would lift a finger to help such people. We wouldn't have this problem, but he won't. We're not going to make that easy for him. Stop pretending, governor, that you don't know what has just happened in Florida and deputize them now. Okay, this is driving me nuts yesterday. The quality of the reporting on our side and every side about this deal that was just made with China, really maddening, although I think I know why they did it. U.S. media, mainstream media saying, Trump capitulated to China. China's winning. You could practically see them cheering. They are cheering China on. Of course, China is a fellow traveler being communist with most of our Marxist media. So they were very excited to see Trump have to bow down to China, accept this 90-day trade deal. See, China's beating Trump like a drum. Trump lost. Bad deal. And even some of this Fox News couldn't get right either. Here's what's actually going on. Okay, there's three things going on here. First thing, 90-day trade deal between the U.S. and China. It only affects measures taken by the United States and China since April 2nd, the day of liberation. It does not affect anything before. So most people were reporting, okay, so it's going to go to 10% reciprocal tariffs, Trump tariffs, China 10%, China tariffs us 10%. No, the move reduces U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods to 30%, not 10%. From 145% temporarily for the 90 days while they're negotiating. It reverts back at the end. China got the raw end of the deal. They dropped their counter tariffs to 10%. Ours are sitting at 30. Why is that significant? That is enough to more than bridge the gap that makes Chinese goods affordable because they make them with slave labor for the most part. So the U.S. tariff at 30% on China is based on a combination of 20% tariff imposed on China earlier this year for killing 250,000 of us with fentanyl. That's the fentanyl tariff. And an additional 10% tariff that's generally been placed on all U.S. trade partners for a total of 30. So this idea went down to 10, not true. Actually, Trump does have the upper hand here, and it's actually kind of pathetic that China agreed to that. There's also separate U.S. tariffs still in place on Chinese electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum. Here's the devastating thing that China accepted. The move ended a policy that allowed duty-free imports, in other words, tariff-free imports of packages worth less than $800. The measure is seen as a blow against exporters of low-value goods from China to here, particularly retailers that ship directly from manufacturers in China to customers in the U.S. And That's over 40% of what we buy. So China didn't get anything here. They got a little relief. Some of those factories will go back up and running. I don't like that. Sticks in my craw. I want to go ahead and finish off the Communist Party, get it done fast. But as far as where Trump had them before, they were headed to a loss of somewhere between 15 and 16 million jobs in the coming weeks. Million jobs in the coming weeks. Riots in the streets, factories burning. China so afraid of the mob that they threatened to starve them. And they did it in a way that normally they would not do. Normally, proclamations made inside China stay on that side of the digital wall. And what is broadcast outside of the digital wall is different from what Chinese citizens hear. This was unusual in that Xi threatened to starve them both inside and outside the digital wall. You don't see that much. He referred to it as eating grass. What does that even mean? Well, it's a reference to the Chinese Communist Party coming to power by starving hundreds of millions of their people. Let's say at least 100 million. That's the number Harvard goes with. It's probably low, but we'll go with that. It's a reference to that. It's Xi saying, I'm willing to starve my people, Donald Trump. That's how far I'll go to win this trade war. And you'll get the blame for it in your media. That's what Xi is saying. It was one of those rare statements he let the Chinese people hear too. In other words, he's talking to people rioting, burning things down. Of course, he pretends they'd be happy to starve to death because it's communist China.
Despite frequent statements in the Chinese media by former bureaucrats saying that the public should eat grass for a year, if necessary, to boost morale and weather the crisis, the impact of this nationalist rhetoric...
Boost morale? I'm starving. I feel great. See what's going on there? So look, we've hit China hard. And this deal is not what the media made it out to be. You know what's interesting? They called it a trade deal. It's not a trade deal. This was driving me crazy yesterday. It is not a trade deal. We don't have a trade deal with China. Well, we do. We have some that have been passed in the past. But, I mean, a new trade deal, we do not have that. This is a pause for negotiations. It is a framework for negotiations. It is not a trade deal. It is a 90-day pause. Again, there's still going to be some of these factories that get back up and running, even with the 30% on them. There'll be some of those millions of jobs that China manages to save. That's going to get some of the rioters off the streets. I don't like the pressure coming off China. But let me tell you what they did. And this is the reason so many people, I heard so many people get this on talk radio wrong yesterday. Oh, trade deal. There's a trade deal. No, there isn't. But if you look at how they announced, this is Scott Bessent's hand, I think, and the brilliance of it. I mean, he is a trader. He understands. Most of these trades are now governed by algorithms, right? So they scan thousands and thousands of articles all over the world, and they advise the big investment houses on buy, sell. And then there's a lot of other people who are not big investment house, but their accounts are managed by the algorithms. And so Scott Bessent brilliantly knew if he said trade deal, which the Trump administration said, even though it was not a trade deal, very clearly wasn't a trade deal, what would that do? That's going to trigger the buy. It's going to trigger the buy instruction from the algorithms. That's why they said it. So it had a lot of people confused, and it came from the Trump administration, but it is not a trade deal, not even close. And anybody who just takes a cursory look at it can see that. We don't have a trade deal with China. I wouldn't support a trade deal with China under these terms. 30% is not enough. We got to break the back. We got to do it fast. We don't have time. We need to get this over with and get to midterms. But what does this show you? The fact that China would agree to these humiliating terms, where we have the upper hand in every category, they tariff us 10%, we tariff them 30. Those are humiliating terms. And they agree to a policy, the end of a policy that allowed duty-free imports of packages worth less than $800. So basically, before this, if you're whatever you're sending is worth less than $800, it goes in tariff-free, that's over. So they switched some stuff around, but the riots aren't going to stop. Starvation might start, but the riots aren't going to stop. This was not a capitulation. Now, it was at the same time more of a capitulation than I would like. I want to pound them into the sand. Let's just go 400 or 500% tariffs to get this thing over with. But Trump can't, because Congress has broken the back of the American people, and he's afraid of the bond market. So what is Trump doing here? One bad bond sale, I mean, the dollar goes down. It's a shame to have to fight a trade war with one hand behind our back because Congress has wrecked the dollar with their stupid spending. But whatever, that's just an aside. This is a reset. It gave a little to China. And what it caused was the algorithms to trigger buy, 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 buy. Boosted market yesterday went through the roof, putting Trump in a good position to beat down Xi and the Communist Party. Say a prayer for him. Folks, here's the thing. This is our chance. This is our one last and final chance to do two things. Ensure that China never becomes the world's lone superpower, because that's coming if we don't beat them. And number two, if China becomes the world's lone superpower, we're going to have to fight them. We got two options for how we fight them. And not fighting is not an option. Number one, with bullets. Number two, with economics. This is Trump trying to fight with economics. So say a prayer. We need this to work. Because, folks, if we could defeat and collapse the Chinese Communist Party, well, we'll just make China Japan. We can have a normal competitive relationship with them that doesn't end in, say, the collapse of our grid or our nuke facilities or our water treatment plants. That would be refreshing.